tuned in to Radio Pawikan, powered by Radio Lola at 97.5 MHz.
World, it's summertime. Duher Square Up Radio, Meet the Sendong String Talk, a community interactive show. Auf Radio Rabe, Radio Lora, Kanal Ka, und auf dem Livestream, Radio Punt Grenzenlos, Pum Seha. Am Mikrofon für euch ist Raya Murgado, Pronomen Sie ihr.
Filipina queen, sa kayo magikong balat na papatingin. Mga binti kong nakikita na sa magazine. From the province of the world, everybody wanna see me. Just morena things. Pawi sa balat, kila pang mga palamuti. Lahat sila'y nakaabang sa aking mga ngiti. I'm the siren serenading the Manila Sea. It's Marina Summers, kapag walang minti.
Di ko kailangang sumabay pa sa uso. Ako'y magiging ako na aking ginusto. I'm a Filipina.
Kikinig sa Pawikan, the only Filipino radio in Zurich, 97.5 Radio Lora.
Na 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 na, do her square up radio met their Sendong String Talk, a community interactive show, auf Radio Rabe, Radio Lora, Kanal Ka, und auf dem Livestream, Radio Grenzen Los Pomsiha. Am Mikrofon für auch ist Raya Morgado, Pronomen Sie ihr. Our guest is a student of comparative literature at the University of the Philippines Diliman, Palangka award-winning writer and essayist, interim spokesperson Baghari UP Diliman, Olivia Herrera. Hello, Olivia Herrera.
Hello. Hello to everyone around the world, and thank you for joining me in this wonderful opportunity to discuss and learn about queer struggle and queer resistance here in the Philippines. So, mapagpalayang pati, good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are around the world, and thank you for joining me. Well, there's a lot to discuss, honestly. First of all, I think it would be nice to give our viewers or listeners some context, no? I'm from Bahaghari, which is the National Democratic Mass Organization of LGBTQIA+ Filipinos and Allies here in the Philippines. No. So first of all, it's an LGBTQ plus org. It's an org that is dedicated to organizing, arousing, mobilizing, and organizing the LGBTQ plus community from all sectors of society. And it's a national democratic org. That means that we work with other organizations towards the achievement of true, genuine liberation for Filipinos. No. We believe that ultimately, the LGBTQ plus struggle is not merely about LGBTQ plus issues, but it's intersectional, and that it involves other issues that we have in our society, from the most basic sectors, from our workers, from our peasants, from our students, because we believe that that the LGBTQ plus community is a component part of society, because we believe that LGBTQIA plus people across the country are not fond of President Marcos at all. Why is that? Well, because if you look at the key issues, the core issues that do affect our community, for example, the passage of what I mentioned earlier, the National Anti-Discrimination Bill, the SOGIESC Equality Bill, which has languished in Congress for about 20 years now. It was first introduced in 2000 and it still hasn't been passed. And Bongbong Marcos has chosen not to make it a priority legislation. We also find, but of course, you know, Bongbong does make this impression that he's supposed to be more LGBTQ plus friendly, more progressive than previous administrations. But that's really just talk. He doesn't talk the talk. He doesn't walk the talk, rather. He doesn't actually really show any material difference in the lives of the LGBTQ plus community. And that's further worsened by the fact that economic conditions in this country have stagnated, if not worsened, over the past year or two during his administration. We've seen the prices of basic goods, basic services go up. We've seen wage remaining low, especially minimum wage. So of course, for LGBTQ plus workers, life is getting harder and harder. That's the sad reality. And beyond that, of course, we find that, for example, in our schools and in our universities here in the Philippines, we continue to face repressive policies. For example, in many schools, both public and private, students, transgender students in particular, are not allowed to express gender-affirming clothing or even to have to grow their hair long. We had a case, for example, of a state university here in the Philippines, state meaning public-owned university, just a few months ago or just half a year ago, where a group of trans students were refused enrollment just because they had long hair and because they were considered legally male. Not, we don't have the laws for proper gender change, gender marker change. We don't have the laws that recognize transitioning. They were either made to cut their hair or to quit that school and find education in more expensive private schools. But we fought back against that policy. We staged a demonstration in front of that school. This was just a few months ago. And we were able to successfully pressure that school administration into allowing these trans students to enroll despite their gender expression. But of course, the fight doesn't end there. And now our challenge to President Marcos is, can he be able to safely allow, guarantee our trans students not to face these reprehensible policies? And for that to happen, he needs to set as a priority this SOGIESC bill, which he still refuses to make a priority. But beyond that, he also needs to ensure that the government agencies and departments under his mandate, most especially the Department of Education that oversees these public schools, as well as the Commission on Higher Education, which oversees colleges and universities here in the Philippines, making sure that they're able to change and implement, to make the changes and make the implementations necessary to allow to prohibit gender expression.
In addition to
to prohibit discrimination against gender expression. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yes, and in addition to that, I also remember that the Makabayan Bloc, Gabriela Kabataan Party List, is also pushing for the SOGIE bill. How was the SOGIE bill now going on in your country, in the Philippines?
Well, so just to give some context, how laws are passed here in this country, you need the approval of both houses of Congress. So you need the bill to be approved on final reading by the House of Representatives, which is the lower house, And you also need a bill, a counterpart bill, to be approved in the Senate, which is the upper house of our legislature, the Congress. And the bill has to be approved by both houses. They have to be combined and then sent to the president's office. And the president has to approve that bill. He can veto it, but Congress can override it with a two-thirds vote. So that's how laws are made in the Philippines. Now, with regard to the SOGI-SC bill, like I said, it's been 20 years or more than 20 years. It's been since 2000. There's been some version of this bill in Congress since 2000, the year 2000. However, what we've seen is that while it's gone further or farther than previous instances, it still hasn't met that requirement of being passed by both houses as a bill. So right now, the bill has just finished, the SOGI-SC Equality Bill has just finished its second reading in the House of Representatives. We've yet to see a vote on that bill after the second reading, but we're expecting that it will pass in the House. However, for the Senate, it's still languishing at committee level, meaning it still hasn't gone into its first reading. A bill needs to go through two readings, one vote each after the readings. That's two readings and two votes. So in the House, we've made some progress. It's already passed the committee level. The committee's approved it. The committee on gender, or whichever name or of that committee, the gender committee it applies to, you know. But in the Senate, we still haven't seen any much progress, unfortunately. So what needs to happen is, if Bongbong Marcos does set this as a priority legislation, the Senate will be able to fast track the process of approving the bill, and that would definitely make things a lot faster. So that is our challenge and our demand to President Marcos.
Yes. And what are your reaction? Because I know that you heard about this International People's Tribunal, IPT 2024, about this conviction, no? Of guilty charge to Marcos, Duterte, and the U.S. government. What are the Bahaghari's reaction on this?
So of course we entirely support and approve of that decision. We do believe that both the Duterte and Marcos administrations were especially harmful and oppressive towards the LGBTQ plus community, not only when it comes to their record of governance, not only because of the conditions that the LGBTQ plus community continues to face, like I mentioned, the discrimination, the rampant discrimination, not only in our schools, but in our workplaces, that they failed to act towards, but also because of the grave human rights violations that both these administrations, that both these men committed under their watch. Of course, Rodrigo Duterte is well known worldwide for his extrajudicial killings, which saw thousands of innocent lives killed simply because they're drug users, which of course did not actually really solve the problem of crime. And it definitely did not solve the oppressive conditions, the economic conditions that poor Filipinos face. Instead, it exacerbated it. And of course, Duterte was also known particularly for committing human rights violations against activists, against human rights defenders, against people like me who are speaking out and criticizing the government for its failures. And we've seen a continuation of that in the Marcos administration, as much as Bongbong Marcos, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., tries to distance himself from the legacy of his father, who is well known across the world as an infamous kleptocrat, a dictator, a tyrant. Bongbong Marcos has tried to distance himself from that image, yet we still see the same crimes, the same patterns when it comes to activists. There are still disappearances of activists. There are still trumped up cases. We've seen that with the Makabayanbak, for example, which are the lawmakers of our movement, who have been, including Representative Arlene Brosas, who is the main sponsor and main campaigner of the SOGI-SC bill in Congress. We've seen attacks against her. We've seen trumped up charges against Representative Franz Castro, another Makabayan Bloc representative. We've seen attacks on Raul Manuel, whether it be red tagging, whether it be trumped up charges or accusations. So it really is a pattern that we see continuing with the Marcos administration. So we absolutely believe that these two and their accomplices are guilty of human rights violations, of impunity. And we believe that they should be given justice.
We are queer LGBT community in the Philippines. We are doing our resistance in the midst of persecutions. And I heard all about these students are facing doing their continuing resistance, standing up about their transgender human rights and etc. But what are the message? What are your message for international community from the LGBTQIA in the Philippines, in solidarity with the Philippines as well? What are your message?
Well, I guess one way to help or to support our struggle here in the Philippines through Bahaghari is through events or activities like these, like what we're having right now. I'm very grateful that I've been given the platform to speak on these issues and to give our listeners from around the world some sense of what's happening here in the Philippines. So I think that we really do need more opportunities, more platforms like this, where we're able to listen from the activists themselves, from the people themselves in the Philippines who are fighting for LGBTQ plus liberation, for queer liberation, and for people's liberation ultimately. We also need to support our various organizations, our national democratic mass organizations, not only in the Philippines, but around the world. Bahaghari, of course, is just one of the many organizations advocating for a more just, a more equal, and more fair Philippine society and world as well. You have Anakbayan, you have Gabriela, you have League of Filipino Students, and of course you have Migrante, which is the mass organization for Filipino migrants. Of course, we also need to give awareness, really. It doesn't have to be financial necessarily. It doesn't have to be financial support. Even just telling or giving other people, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their background, the opportunity to talk about these issues and say, look, this is what's happening in the Philippines. This is what needs to change. But most importantly, really the understanding that all our struggles are connected. There's that famous saying that none of us are free until all of us are free. Marsha P. Johnson, one of the forerunners of the LGBTQ rights movement, who led the Stonewall riots, famously said that there is no that pride means liberation. No, pride and liberation means collective struggle. That means understanding how each of our struggles, each of our, whether it be class, whether it be race, whether it be religion, how they are connected, and understanding that despite the differences, despite the barriers in language and nationality, when we're able to realize that our liberation, our freedom, can only be done if we work together, that's the most important thing we have to remember. So that's my message to those who are in solidarity around the world.
That is Olivia Herrera from the Bahaghari, Philippines, and we'll be hearing the Babaylan, a song by Talahi People's Music.
Mga
tuned in to Radio Pauwikan, powered by Radio Lola at 97.5 megahertz.
Na-na-na-na-na, do her square up radio met their Sendong String Talk, a community interactive show of Radio Rabe, Radio Lora, Canal Kaun, of them live stream, Radio Grandson Los Pomsiha. Am microphone for, auch is Rhea Morgado, pronomen si ear. We will be hearing some creative poetry from our community. So this is from the You Are Queer here in Switzerland. It was created by Misha and Ra. No, this is a musical poetry.
Eins, Geburt. One, birth.
Ich vertraue dir. Ich weiß es nicht.
Wir kommen aus dem Wasser. Am Anfang ist der Ozean. Eine dickflüssige Brühe, in der es wimmelt von Leben. Dunkelblau. Dunkelrot an den Rändern. Wenn die Sonne am höchsten steht, krabbeln wir ans Ufer, fallen wie Kinder aus dem Bauch des Meeres. Füße und Flossen, Eier und Milch. Wir sehen uns um. Dann atmen wir. Dann schreien wir. Dann lieben wir uns im Sand. Wir kommen aus dem Wasser. Am Anfang schwimmen alle Kinder in allen Bäuchen der Welt zusammen in der Urblase, wie ein Schwarm Kaulquappen. Menschen und Echsen und Pferde und Tiger. Keiner weiß es, aber am Anfang kennen wir uns alle. Wir sind eine Stimme und ein Herz und alle mit schmalen roten Fäden verbunden. Immer wenn ein Baby geboren wird, sagen die anderen: Auf Wiedersehen.
Viel Glück im Licht.
Du fühlst die ersten Gefühle der Welt. Eine raue Zunge, das Ausdehnen deiner Lunge, kühler Wind auf nassem Haar, warme Erde, Bettdecke, große weiche Hände mit Plastikhandschuhen, die plötzliche Kraft der Gravitation und das Gewicht der Luft um dich herum von allen Seiten. Honig berührt deine Lippen.
It was difficult. Like my mom said, it took me like one day to get out. And then I was born a ugly child. It's weird, but it's kind of beautiful because like a human, it's giving another human birth. Like it's making another human like, what? Wow. But it's scary and it's painful. And when you have a child, you can't get rid of it anymore.
Du wirst getragen, genommen, angeschaut.
Alles gut. Sie haben es geschafft.
Was ist es? Was ist es? Lass mich mein Kind halten, bitte.
Es ist
ein Embryo, eine Ultraschallaufnahme, eine Gewichtszunahme, die Zukunft, ein Stück Sonne, eine Seele.
Ich glaube, bis heute ergibt Geschlecht für mich keinen Sinn. Ich verstehe es nicht. Was macht jetzt eine Frau oder ein Mann aus, wenn Geschlechterrollen nur sozial konstruiert sind?
Ein Mädchen.
Meine Kleine, geben Sie sie mir. So süß bist du, so lieb, so fein. Ich wollte immer ein Mädchen. Mein kleines, süßes Mädchen. Ich bin Mama, jetzt bin ich Mama. Ich kann's nicht glauben.
Ein feines Stimmchen hat sie. Und so ein sanftes Gesicht. Wie ein Porzellanpüppchen, nicht?
Oder du wirst getragen, genommen, angeschaut.
Alles gut. Sie haben es geschafft.
Was ist es? Was ist es? Lass mich mein Kind halten, bitte.
Es ist
ein Zelllaufen, ein Zaubertrick, eine Zeitstoppuhr, ein Parasit, ein Biest, ein Bärenbaby, ein Trommelwirbel, ein Hoffnungsschimmer.
The world that we live in is so gender-based, you know. I don't understand, like, what gender has to do with anything?
Ein Junge.
Geben Sie ihn mir. Hey, hallo, so stark bist du schon, so schön. Mein Baby, ich liebe dich, weißt du das? Mehr als mich selbst liebe ich dich.
Bildhübsch ist er.
Siehst du, mein Schatz? Du kriegst die Herzen der Frauen schon jetzt alle geschenkt. Oder du wirst getragen, genommen, angeschaut.
Alles gut.